This is Ozarks at Large. For more than three decades, the Little Rock, North Little Rock, and Pulaski County school districts have been embroiled in litigation regarding the desegregation of those school districts. For years, the state of Arkansas has been paying tens of millions of dollars to the three districts under the guise of federal court supervision. In late November, all parties in the long-running lawsuit agreed to a settlement that will end the now $65 million a year payments from the state to the districts in 4 years. Erica G., Chief of Staff for Attorney General Dustin McDaniel, was recently a guest on KARK's Capitol View. The political television program can be seen Sunday mornings at 8:30 in the Central Arkansas Market and is hosted by Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas and David Goins. During a recent interview on the program, Erica G. shared what led to this historic legal settlement.
From the negotiation standpoint, Erica, how did this whole thing get started? Was this a situation where, you know, the state reached out to either the school district or one of the parties, or who kind of picked up the phone first, if that in fact was the case?
Well, as I think most people know, Attorney General McDaniel had been trying since 2007 to reach some kind of resolution in this case after the legislature passed the act asking him to do so. But the most recent efforts were really started by Dr. Suggs in Little Rock School District. I mean, he came into his position and came in to meet the general and immediately asked his attorney to set up a meeting so we could sit down and start talking about it. And that's what initiated it this time.
How do you feel when you've heard what Judge Marshall said on Friday at the DSEG hearing, the preliminary hearing? He said, you know, this is not in any way final, but he did say, I underscore that this is not a final approval from the court, but I see nothing that causes me concern. You got to feel pretty positive when a judge says that.
Oh, absolutely. I think all the parties came out of the hearing on Friday feeling that we had negotiated a good settlement that the judge is ultimately going to approve, final approval to.
Sure. I mean, what was maybe during this negotiation process maybe the trickiest part to kind of get through? Was there a point where, you know, since you're kind of so instrumental in this back and forth talking to the parties, we were thinking, I don't know, this might not happen? Or was there a point like that?
There were many points like that, to be honest with you. This case is so complicated. It's been going on so long, and there's all these different parties. Everybody's got their own point of view and their own concerns, and it was very difficult to negotiate through all of those and keep everybody heading in the same direction. And there was definitely more than one occasion where we were worried that we wouldn't be able to.
Do you think that the three school districts are desegregated, or you just think we're this close to a judge saying that they're desegregated? Does that question make sense?
It does make sense. Little Rock and North Little Rock are both unitary. They are officially desegregated. Pulaski County Special School District is not yet, but it's close. And that's part of what the agreement addresses, is some figuring out exactly what the remaining issues are to getting PCSSD unitary and how that should be done.
What do you think it means, though, to say that they are unitary, that they are desegregated? Technically, what does that mean?
It means that they no longer need to be under court supervision in order to monitor how race issues of race are handled in the school district, I guess would be the broadest way to answer that.
Obviously, from the major stakeholders in this case, there seems to be this unified front of satisfaction that there is this settlement in place. Do you know of anyone or any particular group that is not satisfied with what the outcome has been so far?
I don't. I think everyone involved in this case has tried very hard to satisfy the concerns that their constituents had during the process, to make sure that when we got to this point, everything had been addressed and everything had been resolved to the extent it's possible to do so.
That was Erica G., Chief of Staff for Attorney General Dustin McDaniel, speaking to Talk Business Arkansas's Roby Brock, along with his co-host, David Goins, on Capitol View. The political television program can be seen at 8:30 Sunday mornings on KARK in the Central Arkansas Market. Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing diverse professional experience to clients across the United States. Mitchell Williams Law Firm employs nearly 80 attorneys at offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.
And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at BankOzarks.com. and the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. Coal, oil, natural gas, hydropower, and renewables. More at AECC.com.